Providence is God's way of continuing to work in the world. Okay, so God created the world a long time ago, and now providence is how God continues to work with the world. Okay? It literally means to foresee, but it's more than just seeing something in advance. It actually means to prudently prepare for the future. So that means, like, we're getting ready to go on a trip. So what do? We get our stuff together and pack our bag. So think of it this way. God's providence for you is Him packing a suitcase for your life. It's got everything you need. Okay? It's central to the conduct of the Christian. We are able to live in the assurance that God is present and active in our lives. So you don't just get saved and then just you're on your own, baby. We were having a chat before the service today, and we were talking about, you know, prophecy. And the Bible says that the prophecy is the gift that you should have the most in your life, the most. Paul said it's the most important gift. But I hate, sad to say, it's not, it's the least seen in the church. Why is that? Well, here's what it means, providence. We are in His care and therefore face the future confidently, knowing that things are not happening merely by chance. We can pray knowing that God hears and acts upon our prayers. Why? Because He's still involved in our lives. He's still active in our lives. That's why we have prophecy, because God still speaks to us. Now, He speaks to us in many different ways. I'm not going to get into it. But God is the active sustainer and preserver. Okay? He is, Colossians 1:17, He's before all things, and in Him all things hold together. That means that God sustains the universe now. Now by His powerful word. He just didn't set the universe, started the universe, and then just step back. He's actually using His word now to operate whatever's going on in the universe. That's everything, including Earth, obviously. That means there's no part of anything in the Earth that you see today that is self-sufficient. Nothing. Nothing is self-sufficient. Everything depends on God right now. Everything. Everything. The dirt, the carpet, the ceiling, everything. You, me, every animal. They wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for God actively being involved. He's there. He's loving. Jesus said, the Pharaoh does not fall to the ground without the Father noticing it. We just can't conceive that. But it's true. There's a lot of things about God that our brain cannot wrap itself around, okay? He is not a divine watchmaker. How many of you have heard that expression before? God, well, who was the watchmaker? Corrie ten Boom. What do you do with a watch? You set it up, and you let it rip, and that's it. The watchmaker does nothing after that. You just wind your own in the old days. But you see what I'm saying? It's not a watch. God just didn't create the universe and then walk away from it and just let it tick, 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 and go. He's not a watchmaker, and He's not a divine repairman. That means God doesn't get in your life when you're messed up only, unless you want to be messed up all the time. I would rather have God involved in my life when I'm not broken. Like, fix me. I'll try to stay fixed because I want to be involved with you, not just when I'm screaming, help! Right? Am I right? But there's some people, the only time they get prayer is when they're screaming, help! When do you need a word? When you're hurting. When do you need a word? When you're not hurting. You just need it. Why? Because God loves you. Okay, and the theological terms there, you know, for those of you into that kind of stuff, deism and dualism. Okay. All right, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I'm not going to go through all those examples. He's a good father. There's all kinds of examples there. Okay. And when things get bad, look at number 7. When things get bad, we can always expect to persevere and prevail. Always. 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 Why? God's still involved with us. He has made provision. You've got a suitcase. No matter what situation you come in, you have got a suitcase prepared by God with the stuff that you need to deal with it. Okay. Behold, I have told you beforehand, Matthew 24. All right, there's a quote. This is the quote I got in messaging yesterday that I knew God wanted me to share this. Oswald Chambers, perseverance is more than endurance. It is endurance combined with absolute assurance and certainty that what we are looking for is going to happen. So you don't just put up with problems. Perseverance means I'm winning. I may have to win in the fourth quarter, but I'm winning. That's a big difference than just putting up with getting beat in a game, getting your head handed to you, right? It's a big difference. Why am I staying in the game? Because we're winning. Okay. And I'm going to just give you one scripture, 1 Peter 4. Look what it says. Beloved, don't be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon to test you as though something strange were happening. But rejoice insofar as you share in Christ's sufferings that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. Okay. So I want you to notice one thing about that scripture. Okay? When you're going through tough stuff, you rejoice. But when you see the end, what God does for you, you rejoice, which is what you were doing before. But now you've got a new dimension in there. You're really glad. See? You rejoice and be glad. See, it's different. Sometimes you just have to rejoice through a situation. You may not be as glad as you want to be, right? There may be a whole lot of tears, right? But you can rejoice in the midst of the sowing and tears because you eventually will be glad because you'll reap with those tears. Amen?